Amen. The book of, amen, Hebrews, amen, chapter 4, verse 16. And it reads, my brothers and sisters, from the King James Version, amen. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Amen. Thus ends the reading of God's word. Amen. Amen. The Bible says this morning, my brothers and sisters, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy. Amen. And find grace to help in time of need. Amen. I want to talk about this morning, if y'all just give me a few minutes. Amen. I want to talk about amazing grace. Amazing grace. Amen. My brothers and sisters, on last night, I began to look through an old hymn book, and I found a song that's very familiar to each and every one of us. Amen. I know in various churches we sing that song in many different ways. Amen. But I began to look at the song Amazing Grace, and God led me right back to the book of Hebrews. Amen. It says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Amen. My brothers and sisters, we've been talking about, amen, and we've been talking in the book of Hebrews about faith. Amen. And we've been talking about, you know, how merciful and how awesome our God truly is. Many theologians believe that Paul wrote these words, amen, in the book of Hebrews. But nowhere will we find who actually wrote these words. So my brothers and sisters, that, you know, as I said a few weeks ago, that the word of God was written by men inspired by God. And everyone and the whole Bible was written by God himself. So if there's an author that is unknown, I'll just say God wrote it. Amen. Amen. So this in the book of Hebrews, my brothers, we'll find that the Christians are being persecuted. And I keep on just dwelling on this because, you know, as soon as you profess to be a Christian, as soon as you profess to be a child of God, then people will begin to challenge you on your faith. People will begin to challenge you on your beliefs. And the people in these days were going through difficult times. Not only were they being talked about, but Christians were actually being killed. Amen. Christians were being thrown into prison. So this book was written to encourage, amen, the Christians this morning. So for the first Sunday in 2012, I just want to encourage somebody. Amen. I just want to tell you that to keep on keeping on, because God's got your back. Amen. We serve an awesome God. We serve a mighty God. We serve a loving God. But we serve a God that exemplifies grace and mercy. That's what he is. Amen. So many of us will try to put all these conditions on God's grace and God's mercy. But you know what? He loves you just because he loves you. I need you to know this morning, even though you messed up, you toe up from the flow up, beat up from the feet up, God still loves you. Amen. You know what, brothers and sisters, the Bible says we've all sinned and fallen short of his glory. Amen. Some of y'all sinned early this morning. Some of us sinned late last night. Some of us sinned 5 minutes ago by that thought you just had in your mind. But let me explain something to you. God loves you. Amen. Y'all better come on with me this morning. I guess I ain't in a church full of sinners. I'm the only one in here. All righty then. Anybody got a mirror? I just preach to myself. Amazing grace. I thank God for amazing grace, Brother Eli. I'm sure you do too. Amen. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. See, a child of God can come boldly to the throne of grace. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. You know what? There's something wrong with your Christianity if you're scared to come talk to God about it. So we as Christians come boldly to the throne of what? grace. That's good stuff. See, grace and mercy is something that you really don't deserve, but God just gives it to you. Well, thank God for good for grace and mercy. Amen. Stuff you don't deserve. That we may obtain what? Mercy. And find grace to help in the time. Has anybody experienced a time of need in 2011? Did anybody go to the throne of grace? Ooh, boldly. And you made your request known to God and he brought you through that situation that you didn't think you'd come out of? Some of us are only here because of God's grace and mercy, because, see, justice says that we should be dead already. Amen? I'm so glad that God looked down on me and he just shined his grace and his mercy upon me in my life. Amen. Amazing grace. Amazing grace. Amazing grace redeems us from sin. Watch, look at this. Look at this. Amazing grace redeems us from sin. Somebody turn to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7. When you find it, can somebody read that real loud for me? One more time. In what? In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of whose grace? His grace. Did y'all see that? I really want to deal with the part of the scripture that says, in whom we have redemption, and then jump over to according to the riches of his grace. Watch this. Look at the first verse of Amazing Grace. Look what it says. It says, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. Only through God's amazing grace, my brother, a wretch like me. Guess what? Look at your neighbor and say, you a wretch. Woo! You tore up. You messed up. It's so awesome. Do we have any saved folks in the house? Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved the wretch. Anybody in here ever been lost? Oh, but God's got a GPS, my brothers and sisters. Amen. All you got to do is dial up heaven and he'll lead you where you need to go. See, the problem is we don't want to follow the instructions on the GPS. We want to go our own way. But you know what grace and mercy is like? When you mess up, anybody got GPS? And when you go the wrong way, what does it tell you? Reroute. It's going to always get you back home. You may have to take a whole bunch of left turns, a whole bunch of right turns, some U's, but it's always going to lead you home. Boy, I could have saved that for the end of the sermon. Ain't God good this morning? Kings and presidents cannot pardon our transgressions. Silver and gold cannot buy forgiveness, my brothers and sisters. But in medicine and science cannot produce it. But Jesus Christ can redeem us from sin. You can bring all your money right up here and put it in the offering plate. You can meet me at the church and give, you know, some people palm the preacher. You know, they come slap your hand. They got a 20 in their hand. Well, I just want to bless you, preacher. You can do all that you want to do, but that's not going to save you. I appreciate it if y'all want to hook me up, but it ain't going to save you. Amen. You can help all the ladies across the street you want to. Tony, it's not. You can play all the songs on the organ you want to, but Tony, it's not going to save you. The only thing that's going to save you is the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. Jesus Christ, through his grace of God, can reach down into the gutter. When he's talking about a wretch, he can reach down to the gutter of despair and pull you up. Oh. Preacher one time said, I was stanky, dirty, and nasty, and God pulled me up out the muck and the miry clay. Woo. Hallelujah, somebody. He can lift your soul out of the miry clay and redeem your soul. He can redeem your soul from what? Destruction. Anybody ever been headed for destruction? One time I was driving down the road, I'm not going to tell y'all. I was rolling, and the sign said bridge out, but I wasn't paying attention to the signs. I wasn't reading the signs, but I kept on rolling. I ran up on the bridge, and the bridge was out. Time to pump your brakes, my brothers and sisters. Amen. I just want to help somebody out. The signs are telling you better slow down. Bridge out. That's not in the sermon. That's just Holy Spirit right there. So God's amazing grace redeems us from sin. Amen. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I found, was blind, but now I see. Oh, I used to be so blind. Walking around just trying to feel my way. Anybody ever felt like that? You just feeling your way around, really no sense of direction. Y'all remember that game we used to play tag, and you get the person and you blindfold them and you spin them around? That's what Satan does to us. But thank God for his amazing grace. God's amazing grace relieves our fears. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Somebody turn with me to Psalms 56. Psalms 56 and 3. Psalms 56 and 3. When you find it, say amen. And somebody read that for me. Woo! Did y'all? One more time. King James Version said, when I'm afraid, I will trust in thee. Look at this verse 2. Look at the verse 2. And this is what I found when I read this out of the hymnal. The verse 2 says, 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed.'" Can I say that one more time? Somebody should have said hallelujah, but 'twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears did y'all see that? And grace my fears relieved. So guess what? In Christ there's nothing to fear. Amen? Because he has not given us a spirit of fear. Now we should fear God, but in a respect manner. Amen? Respect him, love him, fear what God. I knew my daddy loved me, but I feared him. Amen? How precious did that grace appear that hour I first. Y'all see how right now we serve a right now God? Hallelujah, somebody. Oh, today's world is so full of fear. Y'all know that. Many are afraid to live, afraid to die, afraid of riches, afraid of poverty, and afraid of youth. Even we have people afraid of old age. My brothers, ain't nothing to be scared of. What did Biscuit say in life? Don't be scared. No, don't be scared. Don't be scared, my brothers and sisters. Don't be afraid. God's amazing grace relieves fear. Since God is love, the more of him we have, the less fear we should possess. Did y'all know that? Y'all know people just scared of everything? Some of us could be millionaires, but we're scared to step out on faith. Amen? Some of us could pay our bills on time, but we're scared to step out on faith. God's got that blessing with our name on it, but guess what? We are scared to step out on faith. Let that marinate for a minute. My brothers and sisters, amazing grace, God's amazing grace reassures us through danger. Anybody ever been in some dangerous situations? Huh? You know what? Some of us were in danger this morning on our way to church because somebody stayed out till this morning and was still drunk when they got on 271 and they passed right by you. Woo! Some of y'all got home last night. God's amazing grace. How did you get home last night? You really want to know? Somebody turn the book of Psalms 91. Psalm 91. Psalm 91 and 11. When you find out, I need somebody to read that real loud. Reassures through danger. That's what God's amazing grace does. I'm trying to help somebody this morning. For he said what? command his angels concerning who? Concerning you, to guard you in all your ways. King James Version said, for he shall give his angels charge over thee. Look at what verse 3 of Amazing Grace says. Watch this. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. His grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. Woo, somebody should have got up on a good foot right there. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. See, my brother says sometimes it's good to look in your rearview mirror to see where the Lord has brought you from. Amen. I heard Lee Williams said, I looked in my rearview mirrors and I saw hills and valleys that God had already brought me through. Hallelujah, somebody. That time when you thought you were going to lose your mind. Woo! I've already come. His grace has brought me safe this far. See, grace has already brought me this far. And grace is going to lead me home. You see, Jesus is at the home plate. You know when you used to play baseball in the backyard and you had that big old dude that lived in the neighborhood and you was on base, and when he got up to bat, you already knew he was going to hit a home run. My brother said, Jesus is at the plate right now. And we on base. Amen. And as soon as the ball is thrown, you might as well get ready. Just point to the fence. Because he's going to hit a home run. And guess what? Grace is going to lead me home. Woo! Our world is a dangerous world, and but watch this. Without storms and floods and thieves and murders, within our trials and hurts and loneliness and misunderstandings, we live in a dangerous world. Have you watched the news lately? People breaking in other folks' houses, people getting shot. Santa Claus, the other day, he went dressed up like Santa Claus and shot everybody in the house. We live in a dangerous world, and guess what? Those cousins and uncles and aunties and those people in your, you got some crazy folks in your house, and the only reason why Santa Claus didn't shoot up your Christmas party is because of God's grace and mercy. Hallelujah, somebody. The only reason why they didn't start shooting in your church is because of God's grace and mercy, somebody. Hallelujah. When you're talking money, amen, when you're talking folks' feelings and all that stuff and all the crazy stuff that goes on in church, folks cheating and creeping and stealing and all that kind of stuff, and pop, 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 ain't happening in your church. God is good. Somebody might have a pistol right now. God gonna keep it in that purse. Hallelujah. For all of you that listen to this on the web, we have no pistols. We have metal detectors. Because we got angels at the door. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh, God's amazing grace is sufficient for those who put their trust in him. Friends and loved ones may forsake us, but Jesus never fails. Oh, I've had folks walk off on me in 2011. I had folks that didn't believe in me in 2011. But in 2012, through danger seen and unseen, I've already, hallelujah, somebody. Y'all better come on up in here. Oh, okay, since that stuff wasn't good enough, can we close this thing out? Come on, let's close this thing. Tom, come on, let's close this thing out. God's amazing grace, there are rewards eternally. See, this stuff down here, some of y'all don't care about this stuff, do you? Some of this stuff down here, you ain't even worried about it. Some of y'all ain't worried about your financial situation. You just say, as long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. And you know what? That's all right. Stay where you are. You're in a good place. Amen? 1 Peter 1:13 says, the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Did y'all see that? The ultimate grace. The grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters, all on that great getting up morning. Ain't God all right? My brothers and sisters, when the verse 4 says, when we've, y'all better help me this morning. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Hallelujah, somebody. Earth's treasures and possessions are temporal, my brothers and sisters. They wear out, they rust, and they decay. But God's amazing grace lasts forever. Somebody ought to say hallelujah. It's a good day to live by. And it will be a good day. It's a good thing to live by, and it's going to be a good thing to die by, my brothers and sisters. Christ is preparing a mansion for those who love him. Somebody turn to John chapter 14 and verse 1. John chapter 14 and verse 1. I want you to know what you got to look forward to. Amen. This is what God's amazing grace is going to lead you to. Hallelujah, somebody. Come on, come on, come on. Stay where you at, Tony. You good, you good. Come on, John 14, verse 1, when you find it. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you. Uh-oh, I go to prepare a place for who? You. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Go ahead. That where I am, there ye may be also. Hallelujah, somebody. How many of y'all know that? Amen. That God's amazing grace, amen, is going to lead us from earth to glory. Ain't God all right? My brothers and sisters, I don't want to leave you just hanging this morning. Somebody might not have understood, amen, all of those scriptures and all of that stuff that I'm talking about this morning. So some of you young folks may not have heard amazing grace enough times for it to really dig down into your soul and make tears come to your eyes. So if y'all don't mind, I want to tell you a little story. Is that all right? Hallelujah. There was an old lady. It seems like all these stories start like this. They lived way out in the woods. Ain't God all right? She lived out there by herself. Her husband had passed away. She had young children to raise. Amen. She had been listening to the radio. Amen. And she realized that there was a great storm headed her way. It was already cold outside, and they said it's going to get even colder. Blizzard type weather's coming in. Snow, sleet, and rain is coming in. She looked out of her window and she realized that she didn't have any wood for a fireplace. She opened up her cabinet and she saw that she didn't have much food. She looked over and she realized that her kids' coats had holes in them. Their shoes had holes in them. Ain't God all right? Hallelujah, somebody. Then this old lady began to call out to God. Ain't God all right? She said, Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. Lord, you know my situation. I don't have clothes for my kids. I don't have wood for the fire. I don't have food to eat to make it through the storm. But how many of y'all know that God will make a way out of no way? I'm talking about God's amazing grace. Just so happened, there was a man that heard the lady when she was calling out to God. It was a man that was overworking on his fence. He had cattle right next to a house. And he heard the old lady calling out to the Lord and said, Lord, I know, hallelujah, that you can send some wood our way. I don't know how it's going to happen, Father God, but I just want you to do it. I believe that you're going to work it out. Ain't the Lord all right? Just so happened, my brothers and my sisters, the man that was working on his fence, he kind of laughed to himself. He said, that old woman must be crazy, thinking God's going to send her some wood. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to play a trick on this old lady. I'm going to go down to my house. I got an old tree in the back that's about to fall down anyway. I'm going to cut that tree down. And late in the midnight hour, I'm going to bring the wood down. And I'm going to put it in her backyard and she's going to think God did it. Ain't the Lord all right? So he went down to the store. He had a friend that owned a supermarket up in the city. He said, there's an old black lady down there that thinks God going to bring her some wood. Hallelujah. So I'm going to go cut her some wood tonight. And I'm going to deliver it late in the midnight hour. Ain't God all right? So the man went on home. The man at the supermarket began to laugh. He thought it was funny too. Ain't God all right? The next morning, that old lady woke up. She looked outside. And she had wood stacked on her back porch. Ain't God all right? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. She just said, thank you, Jesus. It's your amazing grace. I don't know who did it, but I'm glad they did it. I don't know who heard me, but Lord, I know you heard me. And about 2 o'clock, she heard a knock on the door. And she went outside. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There was boxes of groceries. Hallelujah. On the front porch. How many of y'all know we serve an amazing God? How many of y'all know we serve a good God? What's so funny is the man that owned the supermarket had a brother that owned a clothing store. He said, there's an old lady down there that's been asking God for wood. She's been asking God for food. Ain't the Lord all right? Hallelujah. And she even asked the Lord for some clothes. Me and my buddy are playing a trick on her. We gonna show her that God can't answer her prayer. We gonna show her, my brothers and my sister. We gonna show her, hallelujah, that she can't depend on God. He said, I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. What did she pray for? He said, he told me that she prayed for clothes, for coats and shoes. He said, I got just the thing. Ain't the Lord all right? That next night, my brothers and my sisters, the man that owned the clothing store, hallelujah, went to the house late in the midnight hour. He had boxes of shoes. He had armloads of clothes. He had socks. He had shirts. Ain't God all right? He will provide, my brothers and my sisters. Early that morning, mama woke up. Yes, she did. She opened up the door. Hallelujah. She saw all the gifts that had been brought to her. She said, what a mighty God we serve. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. Hallelujah. I'm just trying to tell somebody this morning, no matter what you're going through, we serve an on-time God. All you have to do is let your request be known. Ain't the Lord all right? And ain't it funny how the devil tries to get in things sometimes? All of a sudden, three men came walking to the door. They said, she said, what can I do for you? He said, well, old lady, we heard you praying to God. We heard you calling out to God for wood. We just want you to know that God didn't deliver the wood. The Lord didn't deliver the food. The Lord didn't deliver the clothes or the shoes. But we did. She said, now let me tell you something. I serve a God that sits on high and he looks down low. He knows all my needs. Hallelujah, somebody. Just call on the Lord. She told him, he said, y'all meant it for evil, but my God meant it for good. Go into 2012 knowing that God will provide all of your needs. Just hold on. Just hold on. Call on him this morning. Whatever you need, he will provide. It's God's amazing grace that's brought us this far. And his amazing grace will lead me. Will lead me. Will lead me. Will lead me. Will lead me on home.
Ain't he all right? Hallelujah, somebody. How many of y'all know that God is all right? God did it. But I said, if he never does anything else for me, he's already done enough. Y'all had to excuse me. I try not to do all that hooping and hollering, but if God's been as good to you as he has been to me, sometimes you just get ugly for him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.